Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, last week, Lee, you may remember because it was way, way back in last week.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yes.
When the political dissident and victim of human rights atrocities, Jimmy Kimmel, experienced, as Fake Tapper explained on CNN, the worst abuse of the First Amendment since the founding ever, like ever documented, ever. Of course, Jake Tapper counts time the beginning of time was about, 9 months ago when Trump was sworn in. Worst civil rights abuse ever. The media went wild over this. And Hillary Clinton was dispatched to talk about the horror they are all living through. And everybody was saying Trump is a free speech dictator because the guy he appointed to head the FCC suggested on a podcast that maybe ABC News should lose their license for letting Jimmy Kimmel lie about Charlie Kirk's death. After that, the two distributors, Sinclair and another one, basically pulled him for, 2 days total?
Something
but then
like
he
that.
Came
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Then he came back, right?
Yeah.
Although some of those ABC affiliates still not running Jimmy Kimmel. So this is the worst human rights abuse ever. It is a clear sign that we now live in a dictatorship, obviously. And even though Brian Stelter on CNN admitted that the FCC chairman does not have the power at all to pull a license, couldn't do it. And even if he, even if the board were to try to do it, there'd be a years long legal battle that they would lose. But that this was all just semantics. They all decided that because some people said something or something, that somehow Jimmy Kimmel is now a victim of no free speech, right? So we're all clear on that, right?
Right.
However, when the FBI built what they called a belly button inside of Twitter, so they could just go in and cancel your account for any one of 24 entities that requested it, including Anthony Fauci, CDC, FDA bureaucrats, the DNC, that's the head of the Democrat Party, it's their basically party structure, individuals like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Schiff. By the way, Democrat Adam Schiff, there's an excellent investigative reporter who was all over Adam Schiff for violating the law by releasing classified documents. We now know he did that. But at the time, he was all over it. You know how Adam Schiff dealt with that? Had his account taken. Just went right in, deleted it. Problem solved. See, I'm not violating the law.
No,
you're not even hearing
not.
From that investigative reporter, are you? Yeah, weird. He doesn't have an account anymore. So strange. Anyway, so that's how Democrats and the FBI rolled, right? But that was not a speech atrocity. You understand? That was just them dealing with disinformation, poor babies, and protecting the public from untrue things, you see. But the real victim here is Jimmy Kimmel. As Hillary Clinton explained to us,
I view it as very dangerous. It is right out of the authoritarian playbook, Willie. I mean, this is, I view it as very dangerous. It is right out of the authoritarian playbook, Willie. I mean, this is, this is point four of the authoritarian playbook. Silence your opponents. Cripple the media that doesn't give you the slavish attention.
Right, really cool. So, they had a meeting in the EU about something called the Digital Services Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been arguing for a long time, it's actually Democrats and CIA Director Brennan who are trying to get the Europeans to use their Digital Services Act to backdoor censor Americans by saying, hey, We're not going to allow Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all these entities into Europe. And we're going to fine you billions of dollars if you don't censor Americans in America. You have to let Brussels bureaucrats decide what we can say. Even if you're running in a campaign and you're talking about transgender story hour at your local school and you want to stop that, if an EU bureaucrat does not like that a South Carolina school board candidate is saying that, they just delete them and cancel them. That's the deal they want. It is a worldwide speech dictatorship. At that point, your First Amendment rights don't matter. Where did the Europeans get this idea to use the Digital Services Act to extend it to censorship in America? Jonathan Turley knows because he was at the meeting. He's the, ironically, Democrat, Democrat professor. He's on Fox News a lot. He says he was there. You just heard of heard from Hillary Lee saying, oh, Jimmy Kimmel is, you know, wow, he's just, this is the worst ever. But what was she up to?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England, free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
Told you.
Yep.
This is the Democrats. And so he was there at that Brussels meeting. You remember that speech that J.D. Vance gave earlier this year? So Hillary is literally flying to Europe to egg them on to censor conservatives from Europe because we all share one social media platform, while going on television and screaming and yelling that Trump is a dictator.
Well, Tara, how can the Democrats come up with another completely false narrative on a Republican candidate unless they can silence the opposition and not have anybody give some real information about what they're claiming and usually is false?
Yeah. So I just wanted that background on the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing was such a big thing last week. And the Democrats are still using this as if they're walking wounded and they're living through some sort of dictatorship. Well, the real dictatorship is Hillary Clinton. And I keep reminding people, we just caught CIA Director John Brennan, at least till his visa is revoked and he is charged with crimes. He was over just recently in same time in Ireland, helping them set up their speech monitoring system. It's a dragnet that catches people saying politically incorrect things, and then the police go to your house and arrest you.
And of course, they're still going on with this narrative that it was the FCC or the Trump administration that pulled Kimmel from the airwaves. No, they did not. They did not. It was his employer, ABC Disney, that pulled the program, stopped production for a couple of days, and then you have the some of the two ABC affiliate groups, a couple of the largest ones. Sinclair is one of the ones that has a station here in Asheville, and they're the ones that were saying, we're not going to run this for a while, but then it looks like that they may be coming back. But it was not the federal government. It was not the Trump administration that did this.
The good news, believe it or not, is that in this poll that I quoted earlier, that the percentage of Americans who say free speech is threatened is up now. It's 79%, up from 70 since this whole Trump flap. So we actually have people on the left who are screaming disinformation, disinformation, time to censor, going, whoa, wait, we like free speech. So, I mean, I guess that's positive. To the extent anything is, they feel like they're losing their free speech rights. Why, I don't know, but yeah. They do. Probably because of all the lies. And they're worried now. And what they don't understand is, look, when Hillary's over there and John Brennan's over there, they think, oh, we like those people. Well, you know what? You're not going to like them a whole lot once they start censoring. Because if you're a Democrat who wants to criticize Hillary because you love AOC, do you think you're going to have an account? You're not going to have an account. They're not going to let you talk. They're not. I mean, the John Brennans and the Hillary Clintons are there to protect the entrenched leadership. They're not going to let wild-eyed left-wingers criticize them. It's not going to happen. And they don't see it coming because they don't get real news. They don't know what's actually happening in this country. So once again, we are leading the fight. And I just want to point out, Lee, the difference between us and them. When Pam Bondi said, I'm going to prosecute hate speech, she was absolutely taken to the woodshed, Trump's attorney general, by our side online.
Right. The people who are really trying to look out for free speech.
Right. And I mean, even Matt Walsh blistered her. Everybody. No, no, no. We're not putting left wingers in prison. We are not prosecuting them. We're not doing that. And she had to walk it back. So there could not be a clearer distinction between the two parties.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.